Dinge.
He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
Welcome to the Thursday morning. It's the March 20th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, on the big day, right? The big dance starts today. Bracketology, March Madness. What is there, 16 games today? Oh, boy, it's going to be a fun one. How about the market? Let's talk about the market for a minute. Well, it's improved quite a bit since the open. We're now down just 10 points on the Dow. We're at 16,000, now 8 points. We're down 16,000. We're at 16,214. We have the S&P 500 right now, which is down just a half a point, 50 cents. We may go green here before the show's over. The S&P is at 1860. The NASDAQ is up now, just barely went green at 4,308. Gold is down 1.1%. They did not like what they heard from Yellen, did the gold bugs yesterday. Crude oil at 98.71. The euro at 1.37. And the 10-year bond is up to 2.77%. Big jump yesterday after the announcement by the Fed. And we're going to talk in the first quarter of the show about two words. Just two words. Just two words that were mentioned by Ms. Yellen yesterday that really spooked the markets. It shouldn't have, but it did. It finally gave some finality to what was already expected. We'll talk about those two words. And we'll talk about this year's market, which has been challenging so far, to say the least. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, it's amazing how just a couple of words, two words in this case, can change the course of a market, can change the course of an economy. I think if you look back last year, I don't remember when the word taper was first mentioned. But when that word taper was first mentioned, it really sent the market into a panic. The market eventually digested that word and digested the word taper and accepted that over the next several months, month by month, the Fed would be backing off of their bond buying program and applying less and less and less stimulus to the market, because they've been juicing that baby now for the last several years. And the market's kind of digested that word taper, and it's been built into the market. And then along comes geopolitical concerns. Along comes an Argentinian peso crisis. Along comes problems in Brazil. Along comes geopolitical problems in the Ukraine. And once the market finally digest that word taper, now it's got to digest world events. And we still don't really have world events under control, although if you'd have looked at the action on Monday after the vote in the Crimean Peninsula and the annexation of the Crimean Peninsula by Russia, the market popped the cork and celebrated again. And it was off and on its merry way once again. And I told you how good the market, the charts looked on Tuesday of this week. It looked like we were finally off to the races. And then along comes Ms. Yellen in her first Fed meeting. Look at this. Market's going positive right now. This is a good thing. We've had some good economic reports here since I started the show. And then along comes Ms. Yellen with her first Fed meeting, the first one where she's doing all the talking until the end. When not only she's doing the talking, but also those financial reporters. And someone finally pins her down, and two words come out of Ms. Yellen's mouth: 6 months. Well, so what? Big deal. What do those two words have to do with the markets? Well, this is the first time any kind of a time frame has been put on the Fed raising interest rates. I mean, this has been a taboo subject for the last 2 or 3 years with Ben Bernanke. He has consistently told the markets, don't even worry. We are going to keep the interest rates at 0 to 0.25 for as far as the eye can see. Well, I guess Yellen's eyesight doesn't go out as far as Bernanke's eyesight. Her eyesight just goes out about 6 months. That's the words that came out of her mouth. And now all of a sudden the market in just a matter of minutes was down 220 points at one point in time. It did come back, cut half of its losses before the day was over. But now the market has another stumbling block. And I've said all along since the beginning of the year that the two big stumbling blocks this year are the emerging markets and the Fed. And so far that has been exactly the case. You know, living down here in San Diego, we have a little bit of traffic, but it's nothing compared to the traffic that they have up north of us in Los Angeles. And on occasion, I'd take a trip up to Northern California, the northern parts of California, or even the central parts of California, up into the Bay Area to watch a baseball game or visit my buddy who helped develop the app. And I have to go through Los Angeles. There's really no way to circumvent it unless you fly over it. That's what I recommend. But I like to get out on the open road. I like to drive through the San Joaquin Valley. I like to smell the peach blossoms in bloom. I love to see the grapevines and smell all the good smells there are in that fertile agricultural country. Fresno, the raisin capital of the world. But you got to go through Los Angeles. And here's the deal. Just when you think that there's clear sailing on the 405 or on the 5, which are the two major interstates that head north through LA, you hit another roadblock and another slowdown. It's maddening. It's frustrating. You just want to get out and clear of the traffic, and you just want to drive. You just want to set your automatic pilot or your cruise control to 75 or whatever you set your cruise control, miles per hour. Take your foot off the accelerator, relax a little bit, take a deep breath, and take in the scenery. But when it's stop and go for like 60, 70, 80 miles as you go through Los Angeles, it's very, very frustrating. And then there's an opening, and you say to yourself, finally, we got to the source of this problem. That's all it is a lady pulled over to the side of the road with a flat tire, and all of Los Angeles going north is slowing down to look. And then you clear sailing for a while, and then all of a sudden, the brake lights up ahead. Everybody hitting their brakes. Once again, traffic comes to a screeching halt. This time it's a dog in the road. And then there's clear sailing, and you say to yourself, surely there can't be any more dogs in the road or no more flat tires. We finally got clear sailing, and just when you're ready to put your car into cruise control and sit back, turn the music up, relax, enjoy the scenery, along comes another problem. This time it's a disabled car in the number 3 lane of the 805 that they need to remove from the freeway before you can proceed. And you know what? The reason I'm telling you this story, it seems like the market's that way this year. Last year, we pretty much had it on cruise control for most of the year. I don't know what miles per hour we averaged, but we got a total return of 29% in the S&P 500. And if you're in the small and mid-cap stocks and in the biotechs and in the technology and the healthcare stocks, you did even better than that. And even though those are still the best places to be invested in this year, boy, have we had a lot of starts and stops to this market. And just when I'm getting ready to wave the green flag and say, all clear ahead, let's put our foot on the accelerator, two words come out of Miss Yellen's mouth yesterday, 6 months, that put the brakes on again. Now, when I do the newsletter this weekend, I'm going to weigh it all out in my mind. I'm going to show you the current charts of the market, where the resistance levels are, where the support levels are. I'm going to show you the current asset class rankings and the sector rankings and the top stocks. And I hope like heck that I can finally put up a green flag and that we can have some clear sailing. Some clear sailing. Give us at least 3 or 4 weeks in a row to pat our wallets a little bit here. All right? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we continue to navigate through Los Angeles traffic, it seems like, this year in the market. Because every time we get a little bit of clear sailing or seemingly obstacle cleared from the roadway, like Ukraine or Argentinian peso crisis or Turkish peso, what if not Turkish, lira. I believe the Turks use the lira still. Or whether it's just our friends at the Fed, it seems like we've had one obstacle after another. Now, you would think that we've got them all removed out of the way for now, and we're going to get some clear sailing in the market. We'll see. Knock on wood. As I look at my overall position right now, I have 77% of my clients' assets invested in the markets right now. No bonds, no emerging markets, no precious metals, U.S. stocks, some dividend payers, some small caps, some mid caps. What do they have in common? I consider them to be the best stocks now. Companies that are flourishing in this environment, whatever this environment is right now, slow growth, rising interest rate environment. I'll just say this about bonds right now. After Ms. Yellen's testimony and comments yesterday, more than ever, I would not want to own bonds. I've been out of bonds for 18 months. I really have no intention of getting back in because I don't see interest rates coming back down. Even our own government is worried about rising interest rates. And I think Ms. Yellen's comments yesterday, we're going to be raising interest rates at some point in the future. She even threw, finally, for the first time ever, it wasn't an indefinite that we've been getting from Bernanke for moon after moon after moon, month after month after month. No, this time, there was a number thrown out there, 6 months. That ought to really spook bond investors. Right? I mean, stock investors, yeah, they crawled into a hole for about two hours or so while the markets reeled. Then they came back out and saw there was a little daylight and some sunshine, came back. We're green today so far. But bond investors, man, I'd remain in that cave if I were you. I wouldn't come out. I am still very, very bearish on the bond market because rising interest rates drive down your principal. And so, if you're bearish on the bond market, Gunderson, you must be not a fan of asset allocation. You got it. I'm not. Instead, I'm a fan of owning all equities right now. That is my asset allocation. I want to own the best assets in the world. Bonds have their time in the sun. During flights to safety, financial crises, and when interest rates are going down, bonds are a good place to be. The environment right now does not favor bonds. It favors stocks like, can you give us an example, please? Quit rambling. All right, I'll give you one. Here's one of my favorites right now. It's a large cap growth U.S. stock in the best sector in the market. You say, well, Gunderson, you've been saying that the best sector in the market for quite some time now has been biotechs. It must be a biotech, right? Right. Another company, another biotech that I own, but this is a big one. This is headquartered in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Has quite a bit of San Diego ties, however, as they purchased a company here in San Diego many years ago, and I know that a lot of people out here in San Diego actually still work for this company in the San Diego area. The name of the company is Biogen, a company that develops treatments for multiple sclerosis, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. Is this a big pharma company or what? $83 billion in market capitalization. It must be sky-high valuation, right? Well, let's take a look. Let's first take a look at performance, however. You know, I'm headed over to spring training. When I get done with the show, I have a little office built into my vehicle. My help drives. I don't know if it'll be my wife or my son who's going with us, who's my assistant here at Gunderson Capital Management, my son, that is. And all dad'll be in the back looking at stock charts. We're internet enabled the whole way. And all of these players are competing for jobs over there in Arizona. We're going to visit the Cactus League. We're going to watch a little night baseball tonight. But all of those guys are competing on for spots. And what's one of the big factors that they can't hide from? Their track record. What's your lifetime batting average? How many home runs have you hit lifetime? What's your lifetime ERA? What's your lifetime walks versus strikeout ratio? How fast can you throw the baseball? All of these things are past performance that you can't run away from. Stocks have the same thing. Especially if you have the Best Stocks Now app. You can look up past performance as fast as you can look at the back of a baseball card. Over the last 10 years, Biogen has been a monster. It's delivered 21% per year to investors. Over the last 5 years, Biogen has delivered 47% per year to investors. Get this. Over the last 3 years during this biotech run, which still continues today, Biogen has delivered 71% per year. No wonder I own it. And over the last 12 months, Biogen is up 99.3%. This is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. It gets an A performance grade. I wish I had some clapping here. I'm going to have to get some sound effects built into my new system that we're building here for doing the show. Pretty soon you're going to be hearing my son on the show helping me out, helping dad out a little bit from time to time to save my voice. Over the last 12 months, the stock has doubled. Now we have to look at valuation because, you know, investing in the market is all about the future. Putting a team on the field, it doesn't matter. You know, Boston won the World Series last year. There's no guarantee they're going to do it this year. They've got to, again, field the team that they think can repeat as champions this year. And the Yankees are going, no way. Forget about it. Well, we'll see. That's why it's sports. That's why it's fun. Let's take a look at the valuation. Let's look into the future. Well, Biogen's currently trading at 25 times earnings. But it's a superior company here. Superior companies deserve superior multiples. When I plant the earnings of 1403 on my spreadsheet, and I grow those earnings by 18% per year over the next 5 years, those earnings have the potential to double. And they're currently trading, I mean, they're currently expected to make $14 per share. You double those earnings and put a multiple on that, what's the stock's potential? It passes my value test. It passes my performance test. Out of 38 stocks, it comes in at number 9, gets an A-plus grade, and it's one I own. We'll be right back. I said the right thing, but I must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must have used the wrong car. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what it's good for. I've been in the right place.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we'll see. We'll see if we finally have clear sailing in the market. As you know, on January 3rd of this year, after just a fantastic 2013, and I hope you had a fantastic 2013. If you got my newsletter, if you were a subscriber to the app, if you listen to my radio show, there's no excuse for not having a fantastic year in 2013 unless you stubbornly listen to the doomsday newsletter writers or the asset allocators or the gold bugs or whatever. You should have had a fantastic year in 2013. But I thought, you know, towards the end of the year, I thought, this year was just a little bit too good. There's no way that we're going to continue this into 2014. 2014 is going to be a lot tougher year. And there were some worrisome factors out there that were influencing my decision to put up a yellow flag on the market on January 3rd of this year after flying the green flag for most of 2013. I didn't like the way that the emerging markets were coming unraveled. I didn't like the way that the Fed was all of a sudden not only talking about a taper, but performing a taper on the market. We lost one of our best friends, the equities market did, in the Fed. But I still did not like the bond market, which has had a rally this year. But I believe it's just a short-lived temporary rally, and bonds are now going to finally digest the news again that higher interest rates are a certainty down the road. You're really going to stand on the freight train tracks with that thing headed towards you, you bondholders or you asset allocators? I'm not. I got off the tracks 18 months ago, and I don't want any part of those train tracks. It's still a U.S. stock market. I've watched the emerging markets every day. I'm watching for signs of life there, for signs of improvement. In fact, I've had my eye on Brazil recently, EWZ, but I just don't see enough yet to take a stab to add a little bit of these beleaguered emerging markets to my portfolios. Instead, I remain focused on the U.S. stock market, and in particular, small, mid-cap companies. But I do have investors that are more conservative. They're not real comfortable with a small-cap, mid-cap biotech stock. That makes them not be able to sleep at night. And I have a duty to them to match up the things that I buy for them to their risk profile, because I want them to sleep at night. That's not a good thing if you're so worried about your portfolio or the guy or gal who's running your portfolio that you can't sleep at night. That's just not a good situation. So I have a conservative growth portfolio of large cap stocks in addition to the aggressive one that I run. And then I even take it up one step higher or lower in the risk profile arena to the income and growth stocks, which also had a fantastic year in 2013. So far this year, you know, we're just stumbling along. I think my large cap growth portfolio is up about 3% so far this year. And we'll see where we finish the week. And I'll publish it this weekend if I've made any changes. I do believe I've bought a couple new ones in that portfolio. But one that I still like, and I actually added some yesterday for new money that has come in to Gunderson Capital Management, is a company that I've talked about in the past. I featured it several times on the show. It's out of Plano, Texas. It's a company called Alliance Data Systems. It's a large cap company. It's $15.2 billion in market cap. So I really wouldn't put it in my aggressive growth accounts. But if somebody has a moderate to conservative growth portfolio risk profile, I think it's a very nice fit in that area of the risk profile ladder. It's not a dividend payer, pays no dividend, so I can't qualify it for my income and growth account. So it fits in my conservative growth account, or folks that want moderate to conservative growth. And here's why I own the stock, and here's why I consider Alliance Data Systems to be one of the best stocks now. Let's have a look. Let's take a look at the batting average. Let's take a look at lifetime RBIs. We're talking baseball. You know, hey, this is a good time of year with March Madness and spring training all converging at once. Doesn't get in the Kentucky Derby around the corner. Doesn't get much better than this. Alliance Data Systems over the last 10 years has delivered 24% per year to investors. They have Biogen beat. And Biogen's a biotech. Alliance Data is just a boring company that provides transaction services, credit services, and marketing services to over 1,000 consumer-based businesses worldwide. But they obviously do what they do very, very well. And they obviously are also a very profitable company. And they've also been a very good company to shareholders over the years. Over the last 5 years, their batting average has been 54% per year. The average of the market's been 18.9. They've tripled the returns of the market. Over the last 3 years, the stock has delivered 52% per year to investors. The market's delivered 13. It's quadrupled the returns of the market. And over the last 12 months, Alliance Data Systems, ADS, is up 81.5%, while the market's up 20. This is a powerful large cap stock. And if you look inside my newsletter this weekend, and you scroll down to the conservative growth accounts and the portfolio and the 20 or 23, 25 stocks that are in that portfolio right now, you'll see this is one of them because it passes my performance test, but it also passes my valuation test. Very simple. It's all I do is I take today's earnings estimates, which are $14.23 per share. And they'll come in close to that. I can't imagine them being too far, straying too far from the estimates that are out there on the street. The street also thinks that the company can grow its earnings over the next 5 years by 17% per year. That's solid growth. Now, when I grow those earnings by 17% per year, stick a multiple on those earnings 5 years down the road, I have a 5-year target price of $540. The stock is currently trading at $290. When I wrote my book 3 years ago and said Priceline was going to $1,000, it was at $500 at the time. Now Priceline's $1,300. That 5-year target price worked out pretty good. But the ball is in Alliance Data Systems court now. The estimates are there. The expectations are there. And if they execute, and if they can come close to what they've told the analysts they can do, this stock still has a lot of upside potential. It passes my valuation test. It passes my performance test with flying colors. Now, that last thing that we haven't talked about yet today is the chart. I just look at a one-year chart. I don't need any five-minute simple moving averages or Bollinger Bands. I know about all of those. I'm just going to look at a one-year chart. Is it in a sideways trend? I don't want to buy a stock in a sideways trend over the last year. That means it's not flourishing. It's dull. It needs a catalyst to get it out of bed, wake it up, Get it out of that sideways trend. Is it in a downtrend? Oh, no. I don't buy stocks that are in downtrend. I hate stocks that are in downtrends. I like stocks that are in nice, healthy uptrends that still make sense from a valuation point of view and are some of the top performers in the entire market. Is that too much to ask? Well, it must be quite a bit, because that narrows down the field to about 200 to 250 stocks out of 3,838. And when I stack them all up and compare them one against another right now, Alliance Data Systems, ADS, comes in at number 60 out of 3,838. And as I look at the last 1 year, it's been in my top 200 for the last 1 year. This is Bill Gunderson. We're talking best stocks now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we've covered a lot of territory here so far. We've talked about all of the starts and the stops to the market so far this year. And the net result is we haven't made any progress yet. But hope springs eternal. Every time you're going along the freeway and traffic comes to a halt and you wait it out and then the traffic breaks up and you got some clear sailing once again, then you come to a halt again. Eventually you do hit that clear sailing. We just haven't hit it yet in the market. I'm hoping that this is it. We finally kind of have Russia on the back burner, the Ukraine for now. The Latin American markets seem to be solidified once again. They're coming back somewhat. You can take a look at EWZ, which is Brazil. You can also look at ILF, which is Latin American. You can see a very nice base being built. It looks like maybe the woes in the emerging markets are over for now. Now, that last big traffic jam that we hit again is the Fed and Miss Yellen. But we won't hear from her for another month. And it looks like finally the market is just accepting the fact that higher interest rates are coming sooner rather than later. That's terrible news for bondholders. And stock owners are going to have to say to themselves, well, where else in the world is there to invest right now? Where's that money going to go? When bond market, when the interest rates start to rise, you would think some folks would say, hey, we better get over to the stock market here, or at least get out of this bond market, which they should have done 18 months ago. So let's hope we can get some clear sailing here for a while and get some meaningful gains. I mean, the end of the quarter is coming in just 11 days, and we really have going to have nothing to show for 3 months of work so far this year, which doesn't surprise me. I mean, I saw this coming. On January 3rd, I put up a yellow flag. We had a 7 to 10% swoon shortly thereafter, and now we're back to where we began. And hopefully now we can break out to new all-time highs and continue this five years and one week bull market that began in March of 2009. And every single day we're in the process of trying to find those best stocks now, because in my opinion, that is the one asset class that I'm interested in still. I have no interest yet in the precious metals. I don't think Yellen did precious metals any favor yesterday. They want to see money printing ad nauseum. And she pretty much said, it's coming to an end. And interest rates are going higher. Now, we may start to see inflation at some point down the road, but so far, we're not seeing it. And that's not good for precious metals. Stocks are still the only place, in my opinion, to be invested with our hard-earned money that we're putting away into our 401ks, into our IRAs, etc. I want to have right now, continue to have, a 100% stock portfolio and a U.S. stock portfolio. And if I'm on the younger side, I want to stay, or the more aggressive side, I want to stay in those small and mid caps. And if I'm on the more conservative side, I want to stay in the larger caps and the mid cap stocks and be a little bit more conservative. And we're just hoping that we can finally get some clear sailing. Now, when I arrive in Arizona later today, I'll be doing the show tomorrow from Phoenix. I'll be writing the newsletter from Phoenix this weekend. I'm going to see hundreds and hundreds of youngsters. Now they're youngsters to me, especially the ones that are right out of high school or sophomores in college, and they're trying to make the big leagues. They're fighting for a job. They're trying to catch the eye of a coach. Or a manager, or the general manager, or an owner. They're hoping to be on that 40-man roster. Is it 40 men that starts the year? Is it 25? No, it's 25-man roster that starts the year. Standing on the white chalk line, when their name's introduced, they take one step forward, tip their hat to the crowd. Every kid dreams of that. And but in the end, there will only be 25 out of the hundreds that I'll see on the Padres playing field and on the Mariners playing field. We share a practice facility over there in Peoria. And your portfolio should be the same way. Even I take it a step further. Not only should you have the best 25 in the organization on the field on opening day, but let's take it to the Midsummer Classic, to the All-Star Game. What are the odds? These hundreds and hundreds of players. There's only 274 players in the Hall of Fame of baseball. How many kids and men have played the game over the years? And what are the odds of being on the All-Star Game? Well, you know what? Your portfolio. What are the odds of ending up in your portfolio? I track 3,838 different investments, and I'm adding every single day. Anything I find, I think there was 3 IPOs today that I added to my database. And I want to field not just the best 25 in my organization, but the best 25 in all of baseball, or in this case, in the entire stock market, whether it's the NASDAQ or the New York Stock Exchange. I want the best of the best of the best. And even then, if one of them starts to let me down, sorry, you're going to the bench, or you're going back to AAA, or you're getting traded to Cleveland, you know? That's what you do with the guys you can't stand on the bench. You send them to Cleveland. Nothing wrong with Cleveland. But they just haven't, well, they were in the playoffs last year, weren't they? Not a good example. But you know what? We're going to pull a guy up that's performing right now. And that's the way I handle portfolios. And if I'm a do-it-yourself investor listening to this show, that's the mentality you should have. Doesn't that just make logical sense? I mean, do you really want a dud like Cisco or General Electric? Are those really the best stocks now in this environment that are flourishing? Well, where can you find them? The name of my show is Best Stocks Now. The name of my app that I invented, along with Douglas Apperly. Appropriate that he has the name app in his name. He was born to create apps. And the name of my newsletter every week is the Best Stocks Now newsletter. And I do my doggone best to try to find the cream of the crop, talk about them here on the show, put them in the newsletter, and own them for my clients. We're 855-611-BEST, or we are pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.